Early Sunday in downtown Cleveland, law enforcement and attorneys addressed reporters nearly a week after Barry, DeJesus, and Knight were freed from captivity in a West Side home. Reading from a statement, attorney Jim Woolley said the women are grateful for support from the public and from the police, and now would like space.
Ms. Barry, Ms. DeJesus, and Ms. Knight have asked, in fact have pleaded, for privacy at this time so they can continue to heal and reconnect with their families and their lives.
All three were released Tuesday from Metro Health Medical Center. Barry and DeJesus have returned to their families. Knight returned to Metro and was released Friday to an undisclosed location. Some members of City Council have set up a charitable fund for the women with the Cleveland Foundation and Key Bank. Councilman Brian Cummins became emotional on Saturday, describing the support the women have received.
The outpouring of the public has just been incredible. And, you know, I can only imagine, you know, we're having a difficult time dealing with this.
Cummins says as of Friday, the fund had raised $50,000. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.